Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Mastermind. We gon' get this problem. You know whenever we link up, my nigga. That bitch just shit come from outer space or something. Nigga, let's get this money, nigga. Woo! Mastermind. ROC. Double MG. Jay, I got it. Four stacks for the hills, I'm a bitch beat. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstop, fat boy, need a 10 piece. Say a nigga name in the car star. Nigga switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sipping Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the Fordo. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Put your old bitch from a new bitch. Come a new bitch, something like a nympho. Fuck the game raw when I came in it. Get money ever since I came in it. You couldn't stop me if you tried. Motherfucker, cause the devil is alive. Big guns, big whip. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, go rich. Double up on that blow, bitch. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Composition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm alive. The devil is alive. Two kings on the big screen. Nigga seen a 36 at 16. 100K for the 16. Nigga sick dirty, but his dick clean. My money going on the deep end. Dog, I have a milli for the weekend. Contract like a nigga play defense. Curry's in the Maybach, bitch, peek in. Now the bitches want a car hop. 6 trills for the cars in the car lot. Dope boys on the gold, nigga. Win gold 6 times for a gold, nigga. Black bottle when the bad bitch. Club all money when the cash is. Dubai, I can do it like a sheik. Top flow, nigga, Virgin Khalid. Big guns, big whip. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, bitch. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive.
I got him, Ricky.
The devil is alive. Yeah. Bitch, I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The devil
yeah.
is alive.
It's a true false fiction. It's a true false fiction. It's over ABS. I never fuck with your religion. Am I down with the devil? Come on, root, come on, missing. It's that Lucifer juice and that 2 cup he's sipping. That Ducey, baby. Welcome to the dark side. Could have got blacklist for the crack shit. White Jesus in my crock pot. I mixed the shit with some soda. Now I'm black Jesus, turned water to wine. And all I had to do was turn it sober. Deep coast, Winning that life, nigga, cheat code. The hating is flaking, hit your free throws. The devil try to hit me with the Rico, them black people. Devil want these niggas hate their own kind. Gotta be the Illuminati if a nigga shine. Oh, it can't be your nigga if a nigga rich. Oh, it gotta be the devil, that's a nigga shit. You seen what I did to the stop and frisk. Brooklyn on the Barney's like we on the bitch. Get the money to the hood, now we all win. Got that Barney's floor looking like a VIM. Black hoodie, black scully. Bravado like Mavado, boy, I'm that gully. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these niggas claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hova, Mansa, Musa. From a lot of devil was a lie, I'm the truth, yeah. Big guns, big whips. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, gold rip. Double up on that blow, bitch. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm alive. The devil is alive.
Church.
You're listening to Jonah Bay exclusively on Hindsight Radio.
One time, yeah, yeah,
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, so I'm gon' body this hood, politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it, to everybody, come on. Little niggas is grown, look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon, sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweep with the coppers, stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, we're nines out, this is what nines about, nigga, the time is now.
One mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. Yeah, we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
I need one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top, too egotistical. Talking them and slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is, niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done, fool you niggas. What you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. War gets deep, some beef is everlasting, complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working to complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio. You're listening to Jonah Bay exclusively on Hindsight Radio.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? What's going on? Boy, I tell you, man, it ain't too many things in life that hurts more than your wisdom teeth. Man, I'd be so glad when this ordeal is over. What's crazy is I'ma have to sacrifice my back to get this joint pulled out, man, but I'm about to do it. You know, we was in Kansas City, Missouri, not criminal, under pain, man. You talk about, boy, I was drinking my ass off to get past that pain. Anyway, as you can hear, you know, it still hurts. And whole nine, it would probably be better if I'd have took, you know, that bullshit that dentist gave me, but I just can't take it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to take no morphine. I'm not going to take mifepristone or none of that shit. All that shit is habit forming. So what I've been doing, man, I've been smoking some damn weed, some chronic for the pain. You know what I mean? I've been taking, you know, neem, colloidal silver, aphidophilus, which is probiotics and all that. I refuse to take their antibiotics and all that. You know, you take those antibiotics, man, and it'll fuck your immune system up. Fuck around and have AIDS out this bitch. You know what I mean? So it's really taken me much longer for the swelling to go down. The swelling is down now, but it's just still super sore. And, you know, I'm just doing the natural remedy, man. That's just how I get down. I refuse to, you know, take their goddamn drugs, man. You know, I'm a take a drug, and I don't really consider weed a drug, but I normally don't smoke it. You know what I mean? I don't smoke weed because I like to be in my mind. Weed slows down my reactions. It almost feels like I'm sleepwalking. You know what I mean? But the funny thing is, being that I'm smoking weed and I'm in pain, I haven't been feeling that way at all. It's just been, I smoke it and it just really takes care of the pain. But what they say about chemotherapy or cancer patients smoking weed, getting rid of the pain, I believe that's definitely true. But anyway, man, I have 50 consultations. And you can imagine, I only did 3 today. You can imagine I'm not really good to catch up with them right now. And people keep on getting, you know, I got to say this. If you don't want to wait 2, maybe 3 weeks to talk to me, you can get the counsel. If you don't want to wait, I suggest you not get the consultation with me. But I'm doing my best, man. You know, like if I had a job, I'd have called out. You know, I'd have called out my job. I wouldn't have went to work. But being that, you know, it's my own business, and every business I do is my own business, you know what I mean? I got to keep my obligations, and I've been doing that, man. But it's been hard to do that in a stretch. Anyway, I can see the listenership is down low today. I guess everyone's a fast holiday. You know, but today's going to be a short day. My mouth is killing me right now, and I'm here drinking some alcohol because I can't smoke weed and talk to y'all. But you know what also is funny is this fucking weed, man. Even my voice kind of hoarse. I mean, but I haven't prepared no show. I'm just going to talk to the people, man, see what's going on, answer some questions. But it's going to be a short show today. And for all y'all that sent me information on how to get rid of a sore tooth, I really appreciate it. Some of the shit I tried out for sure. You know what I mean? And it's some of it was helpful. I really appreciate y'all giving me that knowledge. You know what I mean? Remember, I'm always a student. I'm always learning. So, just like I try to give you my knowledge, please give me yours, man. I appreciate it. And I like learning. You know what I mean? No man knows everything. You stop learning, guess what? You're dead. And I love what I do, so I just love learning. But anyway, I'm going to the call line, number 404. 484. Peace to the God. Peace. 404. Can you hear me? I'm not saying nothing. I'm going to move on. We're going to be talking about later on. Man, you missed me. I was there. I didn't know you called on me. I'm going at 209-499. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. What's going on? It's Jay.
What up, J-Bay?
Oh, man, it's all good. Let me take this off speakerphone. I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, I was just going to ask you, man. I got my GSA bonds in that we went over.
Okay.
And I actually, they've been received them already, like on the 6th of November. So they had them for a while already. Then I went ahead and called in to see if they was filed onto the record yet. And they didn't file. And the court clerk said that they, you know, they're still with the judge or the clerk or whoever, because I said to the head judge and the head clerk. So I was just kind of thinking they're going to keep that private and not really put that shit on the record and just do whatever they do in the private.
That's true.
I haven't got them.
Now, also,
what
I want you to remember is this, and you ain't going to like it, but it's true. Using GSA bonds is that's a discharge. And you
know,
31 U.S.C. 3113, sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't.
Right, yeah, I'm well aware of that. I remember you said that, too. But my thing is, they ain't mailed it back to me yet. You know what I'm saying? They haven't returned it to me, so they still got it. And I just more or less was wondering what would be, what should I expect from them? I know they're not going to do a hearing on it. What type of signs should I look for? I was saying, what kind of signs should I look for? I know I'm not going to expect no hearing from that, but what should I look for?
I don't even know what to tell you with that because, when it works, it just works, and the shit just gets dismissed, and it's over, and niggas get out of jail, all types of shit. It's really no way for me to tell you what to look for. It just happens, like, overnight.
Right. So it's just more or less like they'll come with some bullshit of why they just take. They're not never going to say GSA. Like they might just come up out of nowhere and, you know, I get results, but it's not going to be them exposing that the results are coming from that. Pretty much.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, shit. Other than everything is.
I've rocked them mad times and. Each time, the way it happened was different, but the thing that was the same was it just happened out of the blue. It was over.
Okay.
No warning, no nothing. Like, one day it's just rocking. The next day it was over, and they didn't explain why or none of that shit. You know what I mean?
That's what I like to hear.
I was like,
I'm just
man,
happy
I know what
turkey shit
that here. Was. That was some GSA bond.
Right. Yeah. And my name change thing, man, that should be done pretty soon, too. I'm going to give you feedback once I get my approval. I'm going to come hit the show and get a testimony. But I got my little hearing for it coming up real soon. So, yeah.
I hope it goes really well for you. You know, they've been on some bullshit lately trying to stop us. But, you know, we expect that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everything leads to the courts. Once we get our, we just battle them right
all
there.
All roads lead to court, man. You know what I mean? I mean, they can't stop you. You just, all you do is appeal that shit, keep it moving and all that and push it through.
Mm-hmm.
But they could slow us down. But, you know, like
That's
I said,
it.
I'm used to being slowed down. I don't mind a
right.
motherfucker slowing me down.
Keem dropped some fire yesterday about the
yeah,
notice of adjudicated fact. That was some,
right.
That was some,
right.
Yeah.
It's a whole
some
bunch
good
of
shit.
Stuff.
That's all we got to do.
We could tell y'all on how to get past that shit, but we waiting for the problems to come in before. Like, you know, y'all got to realize, if we gave y'all, especially in New York, right, we gave y'all the court case where the chick, you know, her husband went through. The shit got signed, right? You know that's president, right? That's president. So if you pull that shit down, you know what I mean? You pull down the certified copy of that, when they talking that bullshit, talking about, you know, they can't do this, they can't do that in the court, you'd be like, fuck out of here. Y'all already did it in the state. And if one Supreme Court judge says it, then the rest of y'all got to follow suit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you just got to think about what you're trying to do. And, you know, correspond with us and all that. And we'll talk to you and walk you through it. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Yeah, man, but I appreciate you, you know, and the Hindsight team for dropping with y'all and dropping in. Really helping me out, that's for sure. As soon as I get some results, I'm coming to the show.
Yeah, all right,
I'll get out the way
work,
to let the next
man.
Slide come.
All right, then peace to the God, man.
All right, peace, God.
All right, I'm going to 478244. Peace to the God, peace.
Peace. How you doing, John? How you been, man?
Doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. It's just that, you know, the throbbing is going on, but, you know, everything else is beautiful, man. I can't complain. You know, they say wisdom teeth makes you a prophet, man. I just don't feel no wiser right now, but maybe when the pain's over, I will.
I feel you. Mom was trying to drop on us,
man. What the fuck you talking about tonight? What's going on?
All right. My pops had passed back in, I think it was like 2009 or whatnot. And prior to me getting my new car or whatnot, I was going through, and I knew I had the information in there. I just didn't know where. So my girl was like, "Hey, you might want to check this out. This is like some important information." But it was when I was born, the nurse put my brother's dad name on my birth certificate. So when my pops died, we had to make sure before I got what he had left for me that I had to get a DNA test and all that to prove that that was my father. So upon looking at his death certificate, I noticed that they had race as black, but when they had origin of descent, it had American.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and so That right there was very interesting to me, that, you know, it was just out there blatantly how they put it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To just show, like, yeah, this is your origin of descent, regardless of what they telling you, you know what I'm saying? It's just that they're classifying you, your nationality is where they're killing you. Yeah.
What's crazy about it is, but yet on your
there they go with trying to chop this shit up.
School records and all that shit, they got you down as African American, but then they gonna drop that shit that your descent is American.
Say that again. It was chopping up. You know how they get.
Oh, I said, yeah. It's crazy that, you know, in your school records, on your birth, on your license and all that, they got you as African American. But out of nowhere, they just dropped that your descent is American. You know what I mean? They know
who
we are.
Right. And I was just looking at that. That could be, when I present my case, you know, that could be something that could be used possibly, you know, that, hey, I have on record whether you're telling me who I'm a descendant of as well. You know what I mean? Versus what y'all been.
Sure.
Or what I've been labeled as.
Like, yeah. That right there, I would show them as proof. Yeah, I've been a more American. You know what I mean? Like when we was in Kansas City, Missouri, we did the seminar there. As I told y'all, I was coming back with that fucking map from that museum, proving that Morocco, all that shit was inside the Louisiana Purchase. I got that map, you know. The sisters hooked me up. We didn't even have to go out there to the museum. They went and handled it for us. It's so dope. But Yeah, we got the map to prove. Y'all sitting right here in Morocco. First of all, we got all these fucking treaties that say America's in Morocco. Now we got a fucking image on a map proving that America's in Morocco.
Okay. I got two questions, and I'm going to be out. When it comes down to, because I've gotten everything pretty much set up where now I'm about to go ahead and get ready to move forward with my petition. And I wanted to know, when it comes down to Georgia, and I understand that every county superior court is the Supreme Court of that county. Will that be a situation where I have to be in the lower courts to get it kicked up to that, or I can go straight into superior court?
We went straight into superior court. Some motherfucking states, you got to go through the county, kick it up to there, and they kick it up to Supreme Court. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I tell y'all, y'all have to read the rules of the But also, let me say this. Most constitutions say they couldn't make no special rules for a name change. So, a lot of these counties is breaking the Constitution. So, I would get a certified copy of that Constitution and tell them to take judicial notice of that Constitution and then be like, I'm not answering all these special laws. I'm not fucking with that. That's unconstitutional.
That the one that you love the most, the 1877? That's the one I can rock with? But it's,
you in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm in Georgia. I'm in Warner Robins. I'm in Middle Georgia.
Well, let me say this. I ain't even gonna lie. I didn't look into that Constitution to see if that provision was in there. We looked up quite a few. We did it inside a seminar, so we only looked up the constitutions that where people were in it, and we looked up theirs, but. I tell you what, give me a chance, and I'll look into the Georgia Constitution to make sure it's there as well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Nah, I don't know if it's in there, but I'm pretty sure it is because we looked in all types of states, and it was there.
Yeah, and like you said, if it's good for one state, it should definitely be good for another. I guess like your
county
in particular.
That's how it be. That's how it be. The thing is, they might use different synonyms or homonyms, but you look up the synonyms and homonyms, and you find out it's saying the exact same thing.
Okay. All right, I'm going to dig into my reading. And real quick before I go, because is it necessary that we do it in the birth county, or can you do it in the county that you're currently domiciling in, as long as you're in the same state?
We have laws, and a lot of states are saying you can do it right there in the state that you live, and if need be, they send it back to the original birth state and county. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But you have to read the rules. I can't say yay or nay. You got to read the rules. New York been beefing with people. New York be like saying, yo, you ain't you're not a resident of state. Wherever they live and do it there.
Obviously, I'm not going to be doing state, like from state to state. I'm still within the state.
Right,
like I'm in Warner Robins.
Right. Think you can definitely whatever county you're in, for sure. You in the same state. See, right now, what we're teaching is so new. And you know, I like to tell y'all exactly
the
trial
and error
from someone experienced, right? We don't have enough experience yet to tell you yay or nay.
Okay. I'm a weigh on it, you know what I mean? I'm gonna let the ancestors speak to me on which way I need to move. Should I go to my birth county or should I just do it right here in the county that I'm currently in?
Now, I could really tell you, you could do it in the county that you're in. It really doesn't matter when you're in the same state. See, because the state only has one Supreme Court. You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter because you're going to go to the same Supreme Court no matter what.
Okay. Which I that's what was resonating with me, that since I was still within the powers of the state,
right,
of the republic.
And
okay,
that's definitely true.
Cool. All right. Well, other than that, the main like I was saying, the main thing that I wanted to really drop was just the fact that about the origin of dissent versus what they classified my father as. I got that certificate right here.
Yeah, I think that's dope. I think that's dope. But it just goes to show how many games they be playing. You know what I mean? They really go all out to try to make us believe we from Africa.
Man, serious. All is well, though, brother.
Inside the seminar, we show you all the founding fathers saying that yo, it was only two places that white people were in the world. One was what y'all call Britain, and the other one was Saxon. It was only English and Saxons that were white people. No one else in the world was white. No one. There was no white people around the whole planet except for those two places. So, you know what I mean? It just really puts in light that, wait a minute, there was no other white people. Hold on. And they said specifically, what was it? Not Abraham Lincoln, but Benjamin Franklin. He's like, all of America was a black continent. The only ones that wasn't black in America was the newcomers, a.k.a. the colonists. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, yo, here's what he said. So you can't debate anyone on what it was 200-300 years later. This motherfucker is the eyewitness to what was here. That's what I always do. Pull out some records. You do records.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on it though. Probably about a week and do some spiritual work. And I'm gonna walk in there and try to submit
that. Put that frequency in there.
Where can I get some of that paperwork?
Frankincense and myrrh? Go to any swap meet. Anywhere where black people are, Africans and shit like that. Indian people, you can get frankincense and myrrh, the oils from any of those people. I'm putting what the founding father said inside the chat so y'all can read it yourselves, what Benjamin Franklin and Hamilton said about black and white people at that time in the whole world. Y'all been lied to, man. Everything we've been taught them.
I definitely appreciate that, brother.
All right, then. Peace to the God, man. Keep up the good work, man. Make your ancestors proud. All right, going to the call lines. I'm going to 530-487. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. Can you hear me? You coming through?
I can hear you perfectly. What up, God?
Peace. Everything's good. Give thanks for life. I really empathize with the God going through the pain of that wisdom tooth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I wanted to suggest to the God.
We all got to go through it soon.
You know,
I went through it when I was 21, and I got one pulled out, but now the rest of them is coming back to haunt me.
That's okay. I've heard that story. Give thanks. I'm 42, and I still ain't had them pulled yet. I had one crooked, but that shit ain't pulled yet, so.
I wish I was
but
you.
Yeah. Man, I feel you. What you need is some CBDs, God. You need CBD. You can get CBD oil. And CBD is one of the active properties in marijuana or cannabis that will help with the pain, and it won't it won't give you any psychoactivity, so you won't feel what they call high.
Okay. I've been smoking the weed and I ain't been feeling high. All it's been doing is attacking the pain.
Yeah, because the pain receptors are going crazy, so the cannabis is responding to them pains. But if if you just want to avoid any of the psychoactivity just to deal with the pain, you can find CBD oil. They have it online and it's active. And it'll help with the pain, and then you won't feel inebriated or anything like that.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, yo, man, when I'm gonna get my consultation, nigga, I'm smoking weed right now, man. I ain't in the right mind. I've been smoking that weed and going to sleep.
Yeah, that's what it do. It put you to sleep.
Yes, sir.
That's like the body's ultimate mechanism for pain.
Yeah, I've been smoking weed and eating edibles and going to hell asleep, man. I'm like, yo, y'all gotta give me a chance to get right. And some people are mad. They're like, yo, you supposed to be God. How you going through that, nigga? God's got wisdom teeth,
right? we spiritual beings having a human experience.
Exactly. The vehicle breaks down, y'all. I am
right.
Not this vehicle. I am not this
right.
vehicle. You know?
No doubt,
yeah.
Guys. So, I wanted to. I'm hopefully gonna be.
Check that out.
Yeah. Check it out. There's Jaden's Juice and Charlotte's Web. There's a few of them on the market that you could check for. I make my own. But, I have to get with you on a private level to build with you on that. But that's, there's other vendors out there where you can get, and even like the edibles, they have edibles that are just strictly CBDs to where you'll just
right.
Alleviate the pain and you won't have any psychoactivity. So you won't feel, you won't feel inebriated or feel.
Right. When I was in Kansas City, Joey gave me some edible candy. And it was horrible. I didn't feel no highs, but it took care of the pain. That's how I was able to do the seminar.
That's more than likely what it was. It probably was CBD, CBD candies. Those are very common in those shops.
Right.
I was wondering about the next seminar coming up. It's only one day, so I know the premier information.
White chocolate, now I'm going to have to dish your ass. Just brush your damn teeth, Jonah Bay. What the fuck does that got to do with a fucking wisdom tooth, you dumb bastards? Don't say no stupid shit to me or I'm going to fucking flip on you. Watch your fucking mouth tonight. Real fucking talk. If you say something crazy, I'm going to fucking flip on you. And if I fucking flip too bad, I'm going to say I'm not fucking with you no more. Watch your fucking mouth. Shit, man. These fucking people are just fucked up.
That's somebody in the chat room tripping.
Yo, I promise you. Half the shit people say to me, if I seen them in person and they said that, I punch them in the mouth.
Right.
Y'all niggas gotta remember, I'm not no nice nigga like that. I'm from the fucking hood. Nigga, I used to always fight in school when niggas used to try to Jones on you. Nigga, I don't play that shit, nigga. I ain't no fucking game, nigga. Don't play with me. Shit ain't no ha-ha shit, nigga. Worst pain in life is two fucking things. Birth and toothache. Nigga, don't play with me. It got me heated. I'm about to get the fuck off. I'm getting off in 14 minutes. 1 hour. Anyway, man, finish what you saying, God.
Do y'all have when the next seminar is coming up after Kentucky, after Louisville? Because I really wanted that business credit information, too. I know the premier information is really this renunciation and expatriation. And I really want to go there to get that. I also wanted that. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. They broke you up.
Okay, I was saying that the next seminar, I was saying, do you know when the next seminar after the St. Louis one, how long it might be away from that one?
We having one in the Midwest again. We're going to, we just did Kansas City. The next one is Kentucky.
Is there another one after that one before the year's out, or is that going to be the last one before the year's out?
We might do one more. We might not. We're getting prepared for the ritual for New Year.
All right, then fuck it. I'm going. I'm going to be at that one then. Nah, because I was just trying to, I wanted to get that business credit in so I make sure I, you know, get up on my commerce and really get on my commerce.
Really pushing that hard on people to definitely get those CPNs and all that shit running before you get out the system. The reason being is, it's going to take a while for the government to start giving us and kicking us that money that they're supposed to kick us. We're going to make sure everyone's straight. You know what I mean? We also want to make sure people get rid of minimum contact before they go for their nationality. You know what I mean? So you have less problems. So I'm going to be doing a webinar on how to build the job. And the job is off the shelf, and y'all could buy y'all's your family's home in cash. We build 10 shelf corps, let that shit sit 5 years. You have enough money to buy $1 million house. You see what I'm saying? So I'm gonna show you how to do that, because I've been fucking with that for years.
Right, I taught it before
when I was on high frequency. But now I'm gonna teach it straight up here so y'all can utilize.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's what it is. I'm gonna be there in St. Louis then.
All right, then. Peace.
Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to 414-331. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, Jonah, it's Marco. How you doing? I know how you're doing. I just hope you feel better.
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying to do everything. I'd be so glad when the pain stops, because that's when the dentist said he'll remove them. He won't remove them before, you know, all the swelling's gone and the pain's gone. You know,
yeah. A
motherfucker can die from tooth pain.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep.
People don't know that, yo. Your heart can stop from tooth pain. Ain't nothing worse than this shit, man.
Yeah. You know, these people that talk shit, you know, they don't, all the stuff that you taught, all the stuff that you told people to help people out, and this is how they treat you, you know, that I think that's just fucked up, you know. I just want to say, you know, the stuff that you told us, you're helping out so many people, man.
Right. I don't think the pain, man. They don't remember the pain. They just want what they want at the time they want it. But, yo, the pain is excruciating, man.
You know,
last time this happened to me when I was 21, it was making my heart flutter. But, you know, now I take Hawthorne Berry, all that shit. My heart ain't fluttering or nothing like that, but the pain is still crazy.
You know, they say that the teeth are directly connected to your spine in some way.
Right.
Like if you got like a rotten tooth or something like that, there's something in your spine that ain't right.
Right.
From what I heard.
That's another thing. Someone had said to me, "Nigga, you got money. Why you got tooth decay?" I said, "You dumb bastard." First of all, now I'm giving your money back. You ain't getting no consultation. And number two, nigga, I ain't never said I had tooth decay. A wisdom teeth ain't got nothing to do with tooth decay. What it has to do with is that damn tooth is trying to come up, but it's another tooth over top of it.
Oh, it's one of those.
So it's squeezing on the nerve of the tooth that's on top of it.
Oh, I see.
The whole face to swell up, right?
Oh, yeah, yep.
The only reason why why my face ain't swollen is because of all the herbs I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It's not until the nerve is normal again before they can do the surgery. I got to go through surgery to get, and I'm about to sacrifice two fucking teeth to get rid of these wisdom teeth.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, I feel for you, man. And it's got to be painful shit.
It's painful. And it's on both sides that is fucking with me. Both sides of the mouth. Like, man,
yeah, they say that.
When one stops stops hurting, the other one starts hurting. When the other one stops hurting, the other one, yo, it's like it's taking time.
Man, I hear tequila helps a little bit too.
Yo, hopefully. I bought tequila tonight, man. I really did. And the thing that kills me is like the dentist will not fuck with it. I went to three different dentists and they like, we ain't messing with that. No one wants to take the chance of you dying.
Oh,
or
damn,
like
is that bad?
That's already inflamed.
Oh, man. That's serious, man. That's some serious stuff, dude. I'm surprised you're even on the radio today, dude.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, I don't think I have an infection now. I just think those teeth are rubbing against those nerves, man. And it's driving me crazy with pain.
What about, like, that acupuncture stuff? Maybe they can kill that nerve or something, you know?
What? I ain't never thought about that.
Yeah,
so
they
going to go try that. I'm going to Chinatown tomorrow.
Yeah, they redirect that pain.
They don't give a fuck about no Thanksgiving. They open tomorrow. I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll be open, too. They want to make that money, so... It'll be open. Yeah, try that out, man. I did that myself. I did that myself. I got into a car accident and I got whiplash and it fucked up one side of my neck and was fucking up my arm and all kinds of shit. And I did the acupuncture and I did like two or three sessions and that shit went away, dude. So yeah, you should try that out.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that out. That's cool. And I ain't never even thought about that shit.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I got a question for you, and I know, you know, you're going through a lot of pain.
It's all good. I'm here to help.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, brother. I'm doing the injunction, and there's one part in there that says that there will be a charge for $9,000. And I was wondering if I could still have that in there if I don't have the 9-UCC done yet.
I want you to leave it in. You'll be putting in the 9-UCC later. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, can I put my license plate, like my family members in there, or do they have to do their own injunctions?
You can put their license plate in there. See, when you're putting their license plate in there, what you're saying is, I'm going to be driving that car too. You see what I'm saying? So now, once it's inside, their license plate's inside, it protects them with the license plate. Their name don't even have to be done. It protects that car with that license plate.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's
also
right one.
Yeah. I also did the UCC 11, and it came back with no liens on there, right?
Right.
And so I did the certified. I got the certified letter from the Secretary of State, and so I sent that. I sent that with a letter challenging everything on my credit report. Now I'm currently paying on a car loan that's on my credit report, right? What would happen if I challenged that on my credit report, and I sent in that?
They might try to. What they're gonna do is show your signature. And a copy of the contract report. So most likely nothing to happen to that loan. But if it did get rid of it, they'd be coming for that car unless you discharge it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be doing another 9-UCC webinar in the future? Do you know?
Man, I should do it. I really should, and I'm going to consider you asking me doing that, because I really didn't want to do one because I would have to beat up on that whole secure party creditor process, what the UCC said. I was trying not to get in the beef. You know, I didn't want no beef, right? But, you know, I'm like, maybe it's time to release information. Give everyone what the law says instead of people making up their own shit.
Yep. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, that's all the questions I have right now. I hope you feel better, and check out that acupuncture, man.
I will, for sure. Peace to the God.
All right, peace.
All right, this is going to be the last call. 804-968. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, JB.
What up, God? That's beautiful energy, right there. Need that energy.
God, I had to bring it straight through for you, God. You already know.
That's what's up.
It's love over here, God. Peace to you, man. Hope everything go good for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Best wishes to you, man. Hope you get better, man. Peace to you and the Hindsight family and your personal family. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
First thing first, before I bug you with the questions, I just wanted to say for everybody on air, and I also got to get with you too, God. I spoke to Joey the other day. I'm trying to put a seminar together in Richmond, VA. So for anybody that want to get with me, you know what I'm saying? If you don't mind, I could throw my email out real quick, God.
Well,
for the people that are listening, you can hit me at MoganiForever at iCloud.com. That's M as in man, U, G, G, A as in apple, N like in nice, then I, Mugani, the number 4, and the word ever at iCloud, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Peace to everybody. Listen back in if you're listening. That's Mugani Forever at iCloud. If you're in the Richmond, VA area, surrounding area, I'm trying to get this seminar popping so we can get everything popping with the Hindsight crew, you understand?
No doubt.
Yeah, but that's peace, God. You already know. I'm trying to bring the knowledge out, man, because shit is getting wicked, bro. I'm going through mad shit right now, God. Word. So I just need your energy out here, God. Word.
All right. That's what's up, man. We're definitely trying to get there to you, show you how to get wrap all that shit up and make it beautiful, you know what I mean? We want everyone to have a great life, you know?
Nah, that's a fact, though, bro. And I've finally been getting some brothers together, and it's so crazy. I wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, no meeting anybody other than my homegirl that put me on to the info. Then it's just the universe just started working. The more people I was pushing out of my life, the more the universe started bringing those energies I needed, man. I'm talking about, like, so if I was just ballparking, like, 15, you feel me, just to get y'all out here off the humbug. And so far, I probably got, like, just 20 people right now just talking to them personally. You feel me? You know everybody sometimes be bullshitting, so. But, you know what I mean? I at least got 20, God. Word. At least got 20.
Way more people and no people. We was there in Kansas City, and nobody was from Kansas City. Everyone was from somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, he told me that, too. He was like, nobody from his hometown showed up. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. The info right there. The science is right here, God. Y'all ain't going to pull up? That's mad, God. I was tight, word. Because if I was there, I would have been in there, God, word. But I'm not selfish, you know what I'm saying? Because I can easily put my bread up and just come out to any one of them joints. But I'm like, nah, I want some people out here so we can all get it, you know what I'm saying?
As we could possibly have it. That joint was only $200, right? And mad people said they were going to come that lived there. They never showed up. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't afford for that to happen. And
the
hotel was expensive. It was not cheap. Yo, people did not show up. Shouts out to everyone who did show up that was from out of town, man. They made it happen, it was close, but we didn't lose no money. And that,
right.
At the
that's
end
a
of
good
the
thing.
Day, that's what's important, not losing no money.
Right. But what I be trying to get people to understand before I even tell them that I'm putting the seminar together, you know what I'm saying, even tell them about the Hindsight Club, like, yo, how much is your freedom worth to you? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because they see me, I be building with certain people, you know what I'm saying, especially my man, he from Staten Island, where you from, so you already mm-hmm. know, the universe put us together, and our energy is just be immaculate, you know what I mean, we work together, so people always listening to us, you know what I'm saying, because he's twice my age, but he just be like, yo, I respect you all the way, God, because you don't meet too many, bro, I'm only 25, that's really on it, but I give all the praise and, you know what I'm saying, respect to y'all, because y'all the one who brought me to the information, you know what I'm saying, y'all the ones who give me the motivation to even step up in the court, you know what I'm saying, I even did my first jury trial, too, a couple weeks ago, you feel me, and
right.
you know what I mean, I'm just trying to just keep it going, God, word, I only won 2 out of 4, it was some traffic shit, you feel me, but, you know what I mean, it's just a stepping stone, it's
that's
just 50, more 50, learning
y'all.
Experience.
That's 50-50, man, and we learning, man, that's good.
50-50, God, word, I ain't gonna lie, that fine, though, like 950.
Yo, you stupid.
Well, that shit like 950. So I still got a couple days to appeal it. You feel me? I got like to December 2nd. But you know
right.
what I mean? I got so much other cases to do, man. I might just say, just eat that one, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, put on the strong man tab. You feel me? Word up.
Uh-huh. Education.
Just put on the strong man tab.
You heard?
I want to appeal it, though, God. I ain't catch that, God. They broke you up. What you say, God?
That education is expensive.
Yeah, it is, God. Word. It's way cheaper than college, though. I'll fucking tell you that.
Yes,
word,
sir.
God. Yes, sir.
You,
you know what I'm saying? And I feel like
that.
even with me, you know what I'm saying, having a high fine like that, I'm like, shit, I could be paying 20 bands just to go to school. And I'm like, shit, Hindsight just taught me more than that. Just the motivation and the knowledge and, you know what I mean, even trying to work up the courage, you know what I'm saying? That shit priceless, God. That shit priceless, God. Word, you don't understand, God.
From the,
you don't understand.
From all the other people giving testimony and they could do it, you'd be like, yo, I could do it too.
I can do this shit, God, word. But I'm like, the closer I get y'all here, and as soon as I do a seminar, you feel me, like actually be in y'all presence, I feel like it's just going to just open up to me more, my nigga, like even more. Word, God.
Remember,
word.
Akeem was once you, and it worked out just like that. You know what I mean? Like,
word.
A lot of people don't understand Akeem. It's just a regular dude that set up a seminar, and boom, look at him now.
Word. Yeah, I'm trying to be a part of that, God. Where at 25, like, I feel like I'm just getting started, you feel me? Like, I'm in my prime, you feel me? I
That's
feel
it,
like
man.
In my life, I already wasted a lot of time. So I'm like, yo, but the time is now. Word.
I trade ages with you. You can have my age. I'll take it.
Hey, I'll be thankful just to get to your age, God. Word. I lost a couple homies way too young. You feel me? I lost homies 22, 23, 24 type shit. Like, I'm just happy to be here at 25, God. Word. Word.
When I was your age, I didn't see myself reaching 30.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, man. That's some
That's
inner
fact,
city
God.
Shit right
there,
man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm straight from Queens, for real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Straight from Queens. So I already know it. And when you snapped on a dude, I was laughing because I'm like, damn, I'd be like that sometimes at work. Like, when niggas try to run me the wrong way, we were some of the nicest people in the world. But I'm like, yo, when you bring that energy towards us, I'm telling you, we going to bring that fire back. Word. So I'm
mean
like, damn, this nigga don't sound like me.
I don't mean to be that way, but I'm fucking sitting
right.
here in pain.
Me neither, God. Me neither.
Yeah, it's still trying to help people, man. And I'm like, nigga, not tonight. Right. Normally,
Right.
I let that shit go, but not tonight.
Right, right. Now, that's a fact, though, God. That's a fact, because I've been definitely major on my spiritual shit, just trying to get better, because I just know it ain't going to lead me nowhere. You know what I'm saying? The fight is really out here against this systematic oppression that they got going on. You know what I'm saying? But before we get too deep into that, I ain't want to, you know what I mean, hold you up too much longer. I know you want to get off the line. Just real quick, though, I'm dealing with two civil joints right now. I got some criminal shit, but I'm going to get some consultations to help, you know what I mean, to get y'all to help me work that out. But
okay.
One is an apartment complex and one is a medical bill, you know what I'm saying? And they both got lawyers, attorneys. One is already garnishing me, and the other one is trying to get a judgment against me. Like, Joey mentioned the third-party debt collector, but I'm like, this ain't no third party, so I'm trying to figure out what can
are.
I do.
You just told me that they got a lawyer. That's a third party.
Huh? You said who's not a lawyer?
You said they got lawyers. That's a third party.
Oh.
You can borrow money from no damn lawyer.
Why?
Lawyer's a third party every time.
So, dang, he might have been on to something then. I know he wasn't wrong, but I was just confused. I didn't understand, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he should have told you that all lawyers, anytime they get lawyers, that's third party shit. You can borrow money from no lawyer. Fuck, he in my business? I didn't borrow no fucking money from him. Mind your fucking business, fucker.
Right. So you feel like just the third party debt collector joint, that shit should at least help. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it wiped out. But they keep coming back, because I did it before, but they keep coming back.
Nah, you got to keep on hitting them. And then whoever comes, what you got to do is, I'll give you an example. Let's say if I did the third party debt collector, and boom, they came back. Well, in that third-party debt collector, they said they can't sell it or transfer it without proving that they were the creditor. So, boom, when they transfer it, I would sue the new person and the old person in the court. And Joey will show you how to do the lawsuit, that lawsuit. It's called impermissible pull, man. They're not supposed to do that.
Right. And I was looking for the code, because I'm in VA, you feel me? I'm looking for the code where my employer was even supposed to notify me before they even took the garnishment out of my checks, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
I can't
find it, though. Third party. And check this out. I would also threaten to sue my employer. The reason being is he didn't confirm whether you owed it or not. He didn't see an original contract saying that you owed that before he started sending that money.
Right. Y'all ain't even see the judgment that they claim that they said they got against me. So how y'all taking my bread?
Right. So you got to step to all of them. All of them are out of pocket. You write the boss of your company telling them, yo, if you don't stop taking that money, I'm going to sue you because this person is doing a lien. I don't even have a lien. I ain't never been to court with these people. I don't even know who these people are. They third party. I've never borrowed money from these people. Literally, you can write that letter just like that and shut that shit down. Your employer is going to stop garnishing you, taking the money out, and then you're going to send it to them niggas like, same shit. I don't owe you shit. I don't even know you. Prove how I owe you, or I'm going to sue your ass. That's how you step to it.
Right. And I'm going to tell them to get my fucking money back, too. Wow.
Yes. Like, it's been several people, about 8 different people, that hit them with, they was getting garnished. They hit them with the third party. Not only did it stop, but they sent them the money back. Yeah.
Even if they have a rightful judgment?
Oh, you don't know if they got a rightful judgment. You weren't in court. When they get a judgment and you ain't in court, you know what that's called? Improper service. If y'all would have told me, I'd have showed up for court. I wasn't served properly. Them niggas sign an affidavit saying that they sent it to you, and they didn't send you shit. They signed their own orders, too. So when you say a proper judgment, nigga, they signed that order. You know what I mean? It doesn't even mean a judge even seen it. Listen, man, every time we do paperwork in the court, we do a proposed order. Where do you think we got that from? The lawyers. That's what they do.
Right.
And these lazy-ass judges, they'll just, actually, it's the clerk. The clerk of court will just sign off on it because it's in proper, it's in proper form. It's in the proper rules, right? Just because it's within the rules of the court doesn't mean it's they followed the rules. You know what I mean?
I already know. If he ain't, these motherfuckers is dumb too, God. Well, I can't wait to spank these niggas, man. What up? I can't wait, God. Man,
these niggas is dumb and they fucking, yo, they not honorable. They always fucking getting over on people. You know what I'm saying? You got any more questions, God?
Nah, God, that's a piece, God. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate the science. You know what I mean? And again, to all the people out there, man, hit me, man. You know what I'm saying? Khalil Ali, Mugani Forever at iCloud.com. You know what I'm saying? Run the show back. You know what I mean? You'll get to know how to spell it and all that. And what email should I hit you at, God, to try to set up everything so I know I got everything in order? I know you gotta have a flight, and I know you gotta have a hotel, 5-star joint in the first class. I just need to know any other inquiries, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you and Joey gotta come out here. You know what I'm saying? So just if you want to get my email.
Now hit me up at JonahBay. JonahBay at gmail.com.
All right. Just look out for me, God. I'm going to be sending that email. All right, God.
All right, for sure. And make sure you put your number in it.
My number, all right, I got you. I got two phones, so I'm going to put both in there so you can hit me at either joint.
All right, that's what's up.
Peace, God. All right,
then, peace, God. All right, that's our show for tonight, man. I'll be talking to y'all again next week. Hopefully, no more Too Fake by that time. Not be in a better mood. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I love y'all. We out of here. Peace to the God.
Your beauty, your beauty.